Here's an update. I don't know when I last posted, but I was thinking on my walk today that I'm getting ready to do my first drop. I think the last time I cast, I was unsure if I wanted to enter the space of an NFT world, and I've gone through a little bit of a roller coaster since the last time I posted. And today I'm feeling pretty solid that yes, this is the right space for me. I won't go into all of it, but I was just reflecting as I was taking my last part of my walk, going back to my car, that I just wait till this car passes. I'm out in my mountain with all the spring wildflowers blooming, Mount Diablo. Sky is cloudy, it's been raining on and off. I've had a wonderful walk. And now I'm coming back to civilization, and I was thinking, you know, about the art world and about how hard and rough it's been to break into the traditional art space. And I've done fairly well. You know, I've had my shows, I've had open studios, I've schlepped my work from cafes in the very beginning. I did a lot of things, you know, and I've had some success, and I'm not knocking that world. It's just that I think I'm at a certain point in my life that I'm not. Of course, all the cars are going to come by when I decide to talk. Oh my gosh. Anyway, sorry for the background noise. But anyway, basically, I've come to a place where I'm not feeling like I want to be, you know, having to prove anything to anybody anymore. And I don't have to. I know who I am, and I know my art speaks for itself. And basically, I was reflecting on the whole story of my life a little bit, that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I had a job at the phone company where I climbed telephone poles and did buried drops, spliced cable, threw pre-wire into new construction. I mean, I did a man's job, basically, and it's because I wanted a man's pay. And this is when I was in my early 30s, my late 20s, early 30s. And, you know, I proved myself there. I went into engineering from there, and then I went into management, you know. So, I mean, I proved myself in a situation where it was a man's world, if you will. And I was thinking about how sometimes it's so hard and in the art space with making connections, and that it's still so competitive. It's still so kind of cutthroat. It's still so, and I'm not finding that in the NFT space as much. I mean, it's always going to be there. I tend to find myself falling back into that familiar stance, you know, where you have to protect yourself because that's what you've had to do all your life to stand up. And today I'm feeling like I'm letting a lot of that go, which is so cool. It's so relief. And so, yeah, I'm going to stand here for a minute while this guy decides to start his truck. Anyway, and I thought to myself, you know, women are hard on each other too. And I really want to reach out to other women and try to embrace all of us, because we're all in a different space coming up in this world with it being male dominated, wherever you live. And you know, it's really hard to do sometimes, because I think even in the art world, in the business world, we're all trying to make it up against men. We got that coming against us. We got, you know, got a lot of shit, you know, and trying to balance lives where we're possibly, you know, homemakers as well. And, you know, I don't know. It just hit me today that it's so hard as women to kind of embrace their own selves without competitiveness, you know? It's really weird. I just came to that today, and so yeah, I'm taking deep breaths and I'm listening to the birds. I'm out in the rain and it's stopped for now and the birds are flying and the oak balls are dropping and the acorns are here and I've seen wild iris and poppies and, you know, I'm just so grateful. Just so grateful that I'm moving in a direction that feels right for myself, and I just thought I'd put that out there. Have a good day, everyone.